When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And as you heard it, the Padres will go down in history as the only team to ever clinch a playoff berth with a triple play. And that was quite incredible last night. Welcome into Gwynn and Chris. There he is, Tony. I wasn't sure if he was... We're having a little bit of issue with the lag on your connection. So how's everything going, Tony?
It's going well. It was a fun night last night. Padres clinch the playoff spot. It sounded like they intend to try to run this down to the very end and with the chance of possibly winning this division. And so I think it's nice for them to be able to get that out the way. Now you kind of get back to just playing baseball. But, man, what a way to end a ball game, a triple play. Just the high baseball IQ of Manny Machado on that play. I mean, playing for the bunt and then kind of in a snap decision – being able to get to the bag, fire a bullet strike right on the right side of Cronenworth. He gets to throw off, and the play at first wasn't even close. It was only a matter of if the guy at second had beat it. And after you got to see the replay slow down, it was pretty obvious that was a triple play. Great way to end that ball game.
Yeah, and I was actually I'm a huge radio nerd, as everybody knows, and so I was listening to the call on the radio in the car, and right before, because I was like nervous, Robert Suarez is letting guys get on base, and I didn't really know how many outs there were, and Jesse said, you know what would be good right now is a triple play, but that's really a lot to ask, and so I'm like, oh no outs, guys on base, Shohei Ohtani's coming up soon, and here, what were you pointing to? Let's hear it again.
And you got to figure, or at least wonder, is the plan then for Suarez to not get the opportunity to face Shohei Ohtani? Best case scenario, obviously, would be Miguel Rojas somehow hits into a triple play. But that's probably asking for a bit much.
And then I'm thinking, okay, triple play, yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot to ask for. But then Jesse's call of him being, like, so surprised and shocked and excited and confused and everything, it was just perfect. And it was a perfect way for the Padres to clinch the playoffs. It was just incredible all the way around.
Yeah, man, it was pretty sweet, man. You can't make that up. Like, that is a one of a kind. That's like a top tier play to ever clinch anything. You know what I'm saying? Like a triple play. Like, that's just, it just doesn't happen. And to get it, didn't watch the guys, the joy. They enjoyed it, man. Like, you heard that a lot last night after the game, that, you know, you should enjoy these moments, you know, and you get back to work after, but enjoy the moment at the time that it's happening. And they seemed to do that very well last night.
Yeah, and it was just great. How was the celebration afterwards? I mean, you were down there, you're getting sprayed with champagne. Everybody was extremely happy. What was it like?
I think it was everything you would expect. I mean, everybody was enjoying themselves. There was a lot of, I mean, my nice collared shirt was completely drenched after Tanner Scott got me pretty good. And you know, I enjoyed it, man. Getting a chance to be with those guys.
There's some video on the YouTube stream if you want to watch our show. Search 97.3 The Fan.
See the joy on everybody's face was you realize this is why they do it.
It was such a great win last night, with just in so many different ways. I mean, the way the game ended, a walk-off triple play, which I didn't think was ever possible, but that was really amazing, right? The way that game finished. And you know, you see the celebration again, and as much as it's celebrating the entire year of what they've been able to accomplish. And you know, as Kobe Bryant would say, job's not finished yet. They could still accomplish a lot more things in the future. I'm glad they had a good time last night. I'm glad the game's at 7:10 tonight, not a 12:35 start, so these guys could to rest up and be ready to go for tonight's game. But I think Fernando Tatis Jr. said it last night. He said, you know, I even though we're going to have a good time tonight, I think we're going to be even better tomorrow and have a lot more energy tomorrow. And I think you could build off wins like that. And the way that they've been able to handle the Dodgers this year has been phenomenal. I mean, they've put together a lot of great wins, you know, against LA this year. And, you know, they had that kind of monkey on their back for the last couple of years. And this year they really bucked that monkey off and don't have to deal with that problem anymore. So they've almost flipped it, where, you know, the Dodgers now have to, you know, worry about these games. So hopefully they can finish the job, keep putting the pressure on. And with the way that there's a hurricane rolling through the southeast, you know, there's a lot of things that are working out the Padres' way right now, even more so than just a triple play.
Yes, and I am going to be this guy today because, yes, things were great. The triple play was great, but the circumstances that led to the triple play was not great. And I am not saying that Robert Suarez should not be the closer anymore. All I want is a discussion amongst the Padres as to what they're going to do. And I know that Mike Schilt's going to say he's going to stick by his closer, and that's fine. I think he should stick by his closer. But, Tony, it's concerning to me, as you know.
Stop being concerned. You have Mike Schilt at the helm. He's got this. He's got it under control. He does. There's not a guarantee he's going to come out and say that Suarez is the closer. You don't know what he's going to say. You don't know. But the thing is, he has options to at his, you know, at his choices. So, I trust Mike Schilt to make whatever the decision is, because I think he's earned that right at this point with all of the other decisions he's made throughout the course of the year. I mean, I remember a time where he was basically telling everybody to relax and that this wasn't a roller coaster, and it turned out that, you know, the halfway point of the roller coaster was just a straight line, just going up towards the sky. So, you know, that is, I just think right now, there's not a, to me, I think when the time comes for, or when the situation presents itself that it's time to go a different route, I think Mike Schilt's going to go the other route.
I think you're right, too. I mean, I'm not saying, yeah, Mike Schilt is extremely smart. He's an accomplished manager. He's been very successful. So, yes, I will trust what he's saying. And if we're talking about Michael King, too, Michael King was great. He does have these, and I feel like the negative Nancy of the show today, but I will be, I guess. He does have these innings where he allows a bunch of guys on base, and then he ends up only giving up one run. And then he only gives up one run in the entire outing. Because this
who cares?
Because
then?
I'm worried that the shoe's going to drop in the playoffs, and instead of the one run, it's going to be three runs.
The shoe's going to drop. Scraby, I think you just like to worry about nonsense. That's what it feels like. This is ridiculous. This dude has a top two ERA in all of National League. Like, knock it off. Like, what are we talking about? I'm a huge Michael King guy.
And I'm not saying this is a problem. I'm just saying there are these things that happen.
Yeah, you know, there are things that happen every leaves fall off of trees there someplace as we're speaking, right? Like, yes, things happen. But he is, in those cases, he has minimized the damage. The dude has under a 3 ERA on the season. He just took down, I mean, yesterday he got into trouble early. And by the way, in large part, not due to his own, anything he did, you know? And it's been like that over the last four or five starts. The Padres have seemingly made some type of error that have put him in a bind. And in almost all circumstances, he finds a way to get on out of it. So, you know, I think that's, the Suarez thing is much more of a real issue than Michael King and his supposed issues in the first couple of innings.
Well, the chat is telling me to turn off my mic, so I will for the next maybe 15 seconds.
I don't think there's as much concern about Michael King either.
I'm not concerned about Michael King. I'm bringing up something. The other thing with Michael King, though,
is you don't even know if he's going to get a start or not. I mean, he might be the guy that goes to the bullpen. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but they have so many options, as Tony was saying, that it's going to work itself out. It's going to play itself out. Now, I will say this. My concern level on Robert Suarez is incredibly high, because if he's out there closing games, I mean, he just does not look like he's very confident right now on the mound. In the last couple of months, he has had now this track record of the ERA continuing to rise. And I don't mean his season ERA. I mean his month-by-month ERA has been getting worse and worse and worse. And we'll talk about this later with Matt Snyder. But that is a situation that will eliminate your season if you don't get that right. And to me, the way it's playing out, and I'm not saying don't use Suarez anymore. You have to use him. He's part of the team. He's a good asset to this team. But what I'm saying is, I think you need to, and I like the matchup base deal, but I'd go Scott against their top three guys in the order, whatever inning that happens to be. I'd go Adam with the middle guys in the order, and then I'd go Suarez with the bottom half of the order. Now, if you can do that, I mean, that's a perfect world. And, you know, I honestly think when you get to playoff time, and Tony, you can prove me wrong on this, because I don't know what the inside. I feel like in playoff mode, these guys are going to do whatever job is asked them to do to go get a victory. And if Suarez's job is to go in the seventh inning, I think he's going to say yes. And I don't think he's going to care about the closing role. And if they ask Adam to save, he'll do it. And Estrada and anybody in that bullpen, whenever they get the ball, they're going to ask. They're going to be like, let's go shut him down.
Exactly. And that's why I don't think there needs to be any concern. Because if the time comes, you know, and listen, I also think we have to keep in mind there's still five games left in the regular season. That's opportunity for Suarez to get it going in the right direction. Now, if push comes to shove and you get like a mixed bag, you get a couple good, a couple bad, come playoff time, I have no doubt that if Mike Schilt thinks it's necessary, he will make the change. And as you said, I think that's what makes this team special. Just watching them last night is that I think that's exactly how it's going to go down, Braden. If that is the case, he will move aside and do the job that is asked of him. And I think that's one of the the superpowers that this team has this year is that they pull the rope. We heard it from Manny after the game. They are pulling the rope all in the same. So when you get that, it's these worries aren't worries because the guys who are involved understand what's at stake.
And they got options, as you mentioned, Tony. And Schilt didn't mess around last night. I mean, Morihone, with two outs, gave up a couple of knocks. He's like, we'll see ya. We're going to the next guy. You know, we got to win this game to clinch a playoff spot.
He's also managed like that most of the year. He's managed with urgency most of the year.
Yeah, hey, you know what? That's how you win ball games to the playoffs. I'm not worried from a managerial standpoint, but it is if they didn't have Adam and Scott, this would be a way bigger of a problem for the Padres going into the postseason.
Right, and that's the beauty in the moves that AJ made. And listen, I think you also have to think to yourself, you want Suarez right, so you need these other games to get him going in the right direction, right? You can't pull the shoot now because guess what? You're going to need him.
Right.
You're going to absolutely need his arm. It may not be in the ninth inning, but you are going to 1,000% need his arm. So, you know, we should all be in these next five games hoping he can get some opportunity where he gets it going in the right direction because you remove Suarez from the situation, from the equation. Yes, you do have Scott. You do have Adam. But that's one less arm that you are dealing with. And we know, come postseason, especially in the bullpen, those arms are very, very, very necessary. So,
yes, you know, I would like to say before we head to break,
No, go ahead, buddy.
I'm sorry. There's the delay and all this other stuff. But I would like to say that I started this whole thing, and you can go back in the YouTube and say that I don't think that Robert Suarez should not be the closer anymore. I just said there should be a discussion. I didn't say anything about him being terrible or anything. And you guys aren't saying that, but I feel like that's how I'm being perceived at the moment.
I'll say it. I don't think he should be the closer right now. I absolutely don't think he should be the closer right
now. Oh, everybody jump on Braden then.
Hey, you know what? It's all fun and games until he gives up a three-run bomb and all of a sudden your season's over. But as we talked about before, I don't think he's going to be upset if he loses the closer role in the postseason. He's going to take the ball and he's going to give the team what he's got, and that's the best part about this team. And they talked about in the post game with Tony how much they love each other. They're going to do their role, whatever it may be.
I have no doubt. All right, let's step away. We got more Padre baseball, more playoff, you know, situations, equations. We got it all coming up here, Gwen and Chris.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
22 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, not here. Matt Scraby is, though. Brayden Soprenant in the building as well. Adam Klug on the ones and twos. And things are still unclear in terms of this playoff picture for many different angles in the National League. Padres still chasing a division, possibly. There could be some change over there. You have the bottom tier, which is still clogged up. The Diamondbacks aren't quite in nosedive, but they're teetering right
they
now.
They are.
Certainly seems like it. The Braves get a victory at home against the Mets in yesterday's game, so they pull a little bit closer as well. Speaking of that series, as the folks on YouTube watching on YouTube can see, there has been a postponement. There will be a doubleheader on Monday, which is really the nightmare scenario for Major League Baseball, having to have a doubleheader that could possibly decide a playoff spot, that will decide a playoff spot. Probably not ideal. This team, whoever comes out of this, will end up turning around and having to play a game the following day. And so, you know, it's not ideal, but what's got to be done, what's got to be done. Mother Nature wins out when these things happen.
It is ideal for the San Diego Padres,
though.
They take care of business
this
weekend.
I don't care about this at all. It's good for the Padres.
Magic number is 2 for the 4 seed. If the Padres get the 4 seed, I mean, you're looking at a bunch of teams that aren't going to know who they're playing, where they're going, if it's the Braves, the Mets, tax bullpens, starting rotations being out of whack. I mean, you still have to take care of business, right? But at the same time, this is all good news in terms of if you're a San Diego Padres fan. I mean, think about this, Tony, on a situation where if the Padres do well against the Diamondbacks this weekend and Arizona's in limbo based on results that have to wait for the Mets and the Braves, you could potentially have three teams that are battling for two spots with the Brewers and Padres waiting to see who they're going to play, and not one of those three teams has any idea where they're going to go until the conclusion of Game 2, which will be at about 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern time on Monday, to play games on Tuesday. And on top of that, if you look at the Braves, Sale and Fried are probably not going to pitch in those games on Monday because they got to pitch in the games over the weekend, or they have them pitch on Monday to try to make the playoffs, but either way, they're either not pitching on Monday to make the playoffs, or they're not pitching in the first two games of a wild card. There's a lot of strategy and involvement with this as it kind of affects the playoffs in the next week.
I think that might be a little bit of an oversell. I think they regardless, the only thing that there is an advantage of is that one of those guys may have to pitch Monday. I'll give you that one. But in terms of who's going to be their opponent, where they're going, I mean, I don't think that's going to matter much. These dudes going to roll in as the playoffs, for crying out loud. They don't care if it's on planet Mars. They are going to go, they're going to show up, and they're going to be ready to play. Now, they may not have their ace on the mound, but that was going to likely be the case whether they played, whether they got to Monday or not. They were going to not have, they're going to have to throw their best guys in order to get this. The Braves certainly are, because they're the ones chasing the Mets. So
you don't think travel would be a factor? I mean, if you don't know where you're going, you can't fly until 9 o'clock Eastern. You're going to show up the morning of, I mean, and go play a ball game. I mean, that's I know that's difficult for a lot of. I know it's the playoffs, but that might be a little bit of a factor.
It could be. I just have a hard time seeing that being a huge thing moving forward. But either way, lot to unpack over the next five games between all of these teams. I mean, even in American League, you still got Detroit and Kansas City still duking it out.
And this affects Kansas City this weekend too.
They're in a nosedive.
Kansas City's in Atlanta this weekend, and that game on Friday might get postponed.
He's very worked up about this. If you can't tell,
it's crazy. It's mad.
These guys. I'm just saying. They got these charter planes, man. They're gonna get out. They're gonna have an easy time getting in.
Oh, it's got horse and buggy.
You got the champagne factor, Tony. There could be popping champagne when they make the postseason, partying on the plane. Got to wake up, go the next day. MLB will give them the 12 o'clock start for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, again, they wouldn't be the first team that popped bottles the day before having to go into a playoff season. I mean, it's kind of par for the course unless you're one of these teams that have clinched, like the Padres, and get it out the way. All right. What else we got today?
Well, I wanted to ask you about, the focus on winning the division now, because they are last night said that they are going to celebrate last night, and now they're going to move towards winning the division and getting into going towards the playoffs. And you, Darvish, even stopped celebrating last night so he can go and prepare. So as someone who's been in these locker rooms, Tony, how hard is it going to be for them today to turn around and continue to win and play like they have been?
To a man, they all said last night that it's not going to be a problem at all. Like, Mike Schilt wasn't worried at all about having to turn around and these guys being prepared. As I heard in that locker room, there's a bunch of killers in there, man. And so that means when the lights are bright and the bell rings, there's just some gamers out there, man. They go play ball. And so, they had their fun last night. I have no qualms that there's going to be any issue in terms of them being ready for this game today. They're dialed in. I think if you've been paying attention to this team, you know that just by watching them conduct business like clockwork every single game, it feels like.
Hey, the 20-year-olds can bounce back quickly after a night out. The 30-year-olds were probably wise in their decision-making last
Jackson's
night.
Jackson's 21, so
day.
He is
I have
of
no
age.
Worries about Jackson being able to bounce back at his age.
Me neither. But the Dodgers, Tony. Yeah,
I mean, that, some of the best performances have come after a night of boozing.
Jackson Merrill also, he had a great line. We're going to play some of these clips a little bit later in the show, but he had a great line and great thing about Manny Machado and how he works harder than everybody else. And Jackson Merrill is fired up and he's dropping swear words and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, dog. Listen, even when I was doing my interviews last night, there was some couple times, man. It's not the time to be stopping them. It's one slippage. They remember where they are, and then they refocus and get back to it. But yeah, there was a little bit of that going last night.
You've talked about your relationship with these guys all year. What's it feel like to celebrate with this group in particular?
These are my best friends. I love everybody in here. They're all my brothers, all my family. And I couldn't have had a more fun first year. We got more work to do.
Job's not finished.
I love how he goes. What does Sam say at the end? Sam was like screaming his question because obviously it's loud. But that was hilarious. It's like when Adam was like,
was
isn't
it extra,
extra
sweet?
Sweet?
Oh, you mean you have to talk extra loud when you're in the clubhouse? There's music going?
Yes. It was funny.
That place looked like Mr. Tempo last night.
Before we had to break, Tony, I got to ask you about the Dodgers and how you think they feel right now. Are they feeling the heat of the Padres winning the division? Are they not even really thinking about it right now? What's going on with them?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure they're thinking about it. I'm sure they're feeling the heat. Certainly the folks in Los Angeles ain't letting them not think about it. I can guarantee you that. So, it's tough times right now. Tough times. They was fouling out of that stadium after about the sixth, seventh inning. It was starting to get light. And that was almost like the mercy rule right there. And then to have them ended on a triple play. Man, that's like the ultimate slap in the face last night. And so, yeah, no, they, regardless of whether they want to be thinking about it or not, they're going to be, they're forced to think about it. And the tough part is there's still two more games. They're right back in the mix here tonight. Another glorious 7-10 start here at Dodger Stadium.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
How much champagne did you drink, Adam, before you asked that question?
None.
Who was that? Was that Adam?
That was Adam.
2022. Played again.
2 years ago.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
Isn't that two Peter Seidler, right?
Yeah. Has Tony never seen this?
I think he's seen it. It's probably been a while.
I interviewed Peter Seidler after we beat the Dodgers a couple years ago, and I was like screaming at him because it was so loud.
Tony's never heard that
Rob
before.
Rob Manfred, move over.
Drunk Adam Klug. That is really funny. But no, I mean, it is loud in there.
That's amazing. Why aren't we using that more often? We need to have that dialed into the whole board.
Everybody uses it.
It's kind of a bad
thing. I know. I can't believe you've never heard that before. That's crazy.
I've never heard of that. That's wild. That's crazy work right there.
Tony's going to make it his ringtone when Adam calls him.
Hey,
Was it extra sweet?
Is it extra sweet that you beat the Dodgers?
Little text,
I don't know why
text
I'm making fun of Adam right now. I don't know why I shouldn't be doing that, because I'm usually the one getting made fun of, and he's defending me.
Let's hold on. Let's get to break.
Before we all get fired.
Back, we'll get a chance to... We'll get a chance to jump into some of those celebrations from last night. I was down hot in the action, being sprayed. I got doused. Tanner Scott crushed me with lots of, I think it was champagne. It was definitely champagne, and it was ice cold. Ice cold. But anyway, play some of those interviews for you when we return. We're Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
Welcome back into Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Los Angeles, Braden Zaprenant, myself, Matt Scraby, here in the Odyssey Palace, and Adam Klug here as well. Tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan's commercial-free Padres Roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, and Gwynn and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. So we will have the roundtable tomorrow, and there will be a roundtable replay during our show tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. But we went to break giving Adam a really hard time about his interview with Peter Seidler. He said, it's extra. Isn't it extra sweet you beat the Dodgers? Well, I think with Peter Seidler being kind of the focus of this season, we need to go back in time and hear Adam interviewing him in 2022. Did I do some? In 2022.
I'm here with the owner of the Padres, Peter Seidler. Peter, how does it feel to advance to the NLCS?
It feels great. The players, the fans, they both showed up in the biggest possible way all season long, but especially these last two nights, and the come-from-behind clinching game today, it could not have been better. Congratulations to our players.
Is it extra sweet because it was against the Dodgers? Extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers.
A little bit. They're the team that has dominated the last decade. And like we said, you know who that dragon is up the freeway. We got to slay it, and we did it this year. And we will be a very good team for years to come.
Oh man, that is just that amazing.
My voice didn't crack, yours cracked.
Yeah, that was amazing stuff. And
the voice crack, and then the zoom in on Peter's ear.
Yeah. Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Not his best.
I'm so happy we get to laugh about this stuff now. But if you're telling me, because I'm a person who believes in the extraterrestrial, I'm a person who believes in the unexplained, you can't tell me that Peter Seidler wasn't a part of that triple play last night. I don't care if you think I'm weird. I don't care if you think that I'm crazy. But Peter Seidler has been a part of this season. That's how I can explain some parts of this season.
I can't even go there right now with what I just heard. My stomach is hurting.
Your stomach is hurting. It was so funny. But all right.
It sounded like Adam took like a 40-ounce to the head and decided to do interviews afterwards.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
And then Peter just went a little bit. That's literally what his answer was immediately. A little bit.
Oh man,
hit her penis off.
I'm gonna laugh about this for the rest of today. I gotta tell you,
the chat is just losing their minds.
All right, we'll come back to that later because it's gonna be hilarious all day long. But Tony got to interview a bunch of players after the game last night.
Was it like that interview, Tony?
I hope I haven't heard any of them. I hope I have not just been laughing my tail off only to find out that I sound the exact same way. So we'll all cross our fingers on this.
Here is your interview with starting pitcher last night, Michael King.
I'm with Michael King, the starting pitcher of tonight's ball game. And listen, Mike, Jesse and I have watched up from the top. You've had some bad luck over the last four or five starts. And I think the saying goes something like out after error. How were you able to kind of refocus after the first error of this ball game, and you were still struggling to kind of command your stuff at that point?
One of those games I didn't have anything upsetting because it was such a big game. But then, I mean, there's Bogey, I trust in the biggest spots of all. And so Bogey came up to me and apologized afterwards. I said, that's a dumb comment. You cannot be apologizing to me. I knew he was going to have a good game, and yeah, obviously had the RBI. And it was really just a grind, putting up zeros and making sure that we kept the lead.
Now, I know this is a team event right now, but we're going to talk about you personally. I mean, first year as a full-time starter, you rolled through it and made it look quite easy. I mean, talk about what has helped you get to this point this season.
I think the leadership ahead of me, having Darvish and Joe there, Cease has been doing it for however many years, and then Ruben. Ruben's been my rock through it all. I mean, I learned so much throughout the season, and even today, I was like, I'll be more efficient, I promise. And he was like, no, this is not a game to be efficient. There he is right there. And he's like, it's not a game to be efficient. We got a full bullpen behind you. Just put up zeros and get out of there.
You were able to settle in, got through five innings of work. You handed it off to your bullpen, which has been phenomenal. And just when it started to look like it got rocky, it ended up going your way. A triple play to get you guys in here to party. Talk a little bit about that.
I mean, incredible. Suarez has been our guy the whole year. Obviously struggling a little right now.
Woo! Enjoy it.
But like, you knew he was going to make pitches. He's a big game pitcher. And then there's nobody in that spot that I wanted to go to more than Manny. And Manny, cool, calm, and collected, knew exactly what to do. Trip play is freaking cool.
Michael King, terrific season as a Padre. You got more work to do. I mean, you guys are going to have some fun here tonight, but there's still some unchecked boxes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be playing on Halloween. That's our goal. So, and beyond, obviously.
Enjoy yourself, brother.
Thank you.
I love Michael King, and I love that line where Bogarts came and apologized. He's like, no, that was a dumb comment.
That's a dumb comment. That's a great answer right there. Love that.
I could just imagine him like getting him eye to eye. That is a dumb comment. But good job, Tony. That was a good interview.
Yeah, thank you. That one, that was my best one. I think they all progressively got worse because you're trying to remember like unique questions for sets, specific players in like real time. I'm just grabbing guys, so you know that you start. You know, at least for myself personally, I start thinking about like the questions I should have asked and like all the way back and figuring out. There's a couple I missed on Shilt that I wanted to ask, but. All in all, you know, you want to hear from those guys at that moment, especially the guys that we got. So, I'll hang my hat on that as opposed to the actual questions I was asking.
I think your questions are great, Tony. Don't worry about them. And as I said before the show, when you said that, there is plenty of time for you to keep asking those questions. They have a lot more in them,
I believe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's the idea for sure.
All right. Let's go to the next interview. Let's go with your interview with Joe Musgrove. And Joe Musgrove, you know, I remember him in 2022 when you interviewed him, and he was just so happy to be on this team. And I heard this last night, and I loved it. So here is your interview with Joe Musgrove.
I got Joe Musgrove here. We couldn't have a full, complete show without having this guy. Joe, talk about this experience right now, man. This is you guys are starting to make this a habit. I'm digging this.
I know, man. It's a little flashback to 22, what that feeling's like. I think once you get in the postseason one time, you get that feeling, you get a taste of playoff baseball, you want to be back there every year. So something that started back in, you know, November of last year, finishing on the note that we finished on, everyone's eager to get back at it. A lot of uncertainties of what the roster was going to look like, what the staff was going to look like, and I couldn't be happier with the group of guys that we got.
Let's talk a little bit about you. You missed some time this year, took your time to get right, and have perhaps thrown the best baseball you have this season. Watching this game from the bench tonight, just what were your emotions as Crony hits the two-run shot? You guys get out to a 4-1 lead. Did it start to feel like this was inevitable?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like that every time we're in a game. If we get a lead, we feel pretty confident that we can hold it. And if we do happen to give it up late in the game, I mean, you know, our 7, 8, 9 innings, the damage that we're able to do with the offense is gives you a lot of confidence. So we can get to the 5th, 6th inning, hand that ball over to the bullpen, we feel really good about our chances. But this group that we have here this year, it's the most fun thing is growing as baseball players with these guys. You know, we're really starting to understand the game. We're starting to understand how our team operates and the things that we need to do on a daily basis. And it's just fucking fun to watch it all play.
There was Joe Musgrove. Adam got to it in time. But that was Joe Musgrove with Tony Gwynn Jr. after the game last night. As you could tell, very excited that they made it.
I was wondering what happened there. I was like, wait a minute, the interview didn't end like that. But I said, and I remember. Oh,
yeah, it did.
It just ended. And you know what? I don't blame Joe at all, or any of these guys, because they're pretty good.
Dude,
for the most part.
They're not doing it intentionally. It doesn't matter for us. But either way, it's not like they're coming on there with the intent of dropping an F bomb or whatever.
Flavorful words.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Electrizing.
Yeah, you almost have to expect that in these heightened environments where, I mean, they're literally pouring alcohol on top of each other. So, I mean, it's bound to happen.
You know what I thought was really great last night was when Jesse was trying to stall long enough for you to get down there and get in place, and
I felt for him too. I felt for him too, man. I could hear him in my ear, but you know they weren't gonna move. You know they came in, they were all excited. You know, position, they're getting their gear on. Mike comes out, says something, a couple other guys speak, and you know nothing was. Nobody was gonna be interviewed until after all of that went down. So he had to stall for quite some time before I grabbed Xander, who was the first one we had.
Yeah, and he was like, yep, I'm still seeing down there a lot of flashing lights, and the champagne has been popped. But yeah, it was really funny. I got to ask you about Jurickson Profar last night. Does it surprise anyone in this room that Jurickson Profar had such two great catches last night to save parts of that game? I mean, that's what he's been doing all season long.
Exactly. So it shouldn't surprise anybody. He is... He's been so good this year in many different ways and in different times for the Padres. And when it seemed like, you know, he was losing steam there, he picked it right back up and has played and performed, you know, at a level that he had been performing all year long. And it's just been fun to watch Jurickson, man, finally kind of get going on this and really put a full year package together, because at this point this is real. Like, this is who he is right now.
Yeah, he's been great and playing really well, and you know, I'm interested to see what they do with him in the postseason, whether or not they take him out late in the game, you know, as a defensive replacement. I think he's done well enough to play the entire game. Obviously, got a lot of guys on that team you can get reps in and everything like that. So that'll be interesting to see. But for me, Tony, I'd like to know a little bit more from your perspective of being down there in the clubhouse. I mean, you've been a player and celebrated. You've been now a broadcaster celebrating. I'm sure you got to be down there maybe once or twice when your dad was playing. Does it ever get old for you to go down there? And what's the experience like as you've done it now in kind of different roles? Has that changed for you, or is everything kind of the same down there?
I mean, it's different because, you know, when you're on the team, like, you got free reign, you know. Like, it's your show, right? You get to do what you want to do. You get to spray champagne. You get to whatever it is you want to do. It's your palace, basically. As a broadcaster, a team member, but a broadcaster, right? Like, there are invisible lines that I don't want to cross, right? I certainly didn't hit a baseball. I didn't hit a grounder to a player. I didn't flip a baseball. I didn't hit a baseball. So, you know, there's a certain amount of work that allows for you to be able to pick up one of those bottles and pop it open and spray it on somebody. And so it's different from that standpoint. But the one thing that is very much the same is the joy that is in that room. And I don't want to say a relief, but just like kind of like a, you know, a good feeling about accomplishing something that you set out to do 6 months ago. And at that time, you didn't know what the road ahead was. So you go through that journey. And when you get to this point, a sense of relief is not the right word, because obviously you got to keep playing. But there is like this feeling of joy for an accomplishment that you literally planned 6 months ago, and you know, everything went the way you needed it to go in order to get to this point. So that part doesn't change, right? I may not have flipped a ball, hit a ball, took a ground ball, hit a ground ball, but I certainly was here to tell the story. And so, yeah, you feel a part of that, and I think the guys respect that. They see when they see you there every day, it does start to feel like you're part of the family in some way too. So I enjoyed that very much, watching those guys be able to celebrate the way they were. Talked us right to the break. That's crazy.
Perfect.
That is great. That
Radio
is great.
Magic.
You hit the post.
Love it.
When we get back, I'm going to tell you about where the Padres are in the World Series odds after last night, and more later in the show from Tony interviewing some players. We're going to celebrate today and get ready for Game 2 tonight on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.